الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس على أهل لا إله إلا الله وحشة في قبورهم ولا في منشرهم فكأني أنظر إلى أهل لا إله إلا الله وهم ينفذون التراب عن رؤوسهم ويقولون الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, inexorably as is the nature of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ Day follows night. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ Day is wrapped into night. Night is wrapped into day. Day enters night. Night enters day. And inexorably, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the Qur'an depicts the incessant motion of time. This month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks of it in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ Just a few days, counted days. In this expression of Quran also is inference to the very, very rapid motion of time, that before we realize it, this great guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have departed. The question or criteria that is facing us at this halfway point of this blessed month of Ramadan. We are in the second Ashara, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ أَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ آخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ That the first 10 days of Ramadan will be Allah's rahmat, the middle 10 days Allah's maghfirat, forgiveness, and the last 10 days will be emancipation from the fire of hell. Coming back to what we were mentioning, the question that is facing us is what is the tarbiyat, what is the training that we have acquired thus far in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. The idea, if you look into Quran and Hadith, is for us to populate this month, populate every second, every moment of this month in the manner that is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Occasion of Jumu'ah with a little limited time at our disposal, it's not possible for us to go into great detail of all the various a'mal that we should be engaging ourselves in this month of Ramadan. However, in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salman reports the khutbah that was given on the onset of Ramadan, lengthy hadith. Every one of us will be familiar with it. We'll have heard it at some point or the other. One section of that hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts his ummah, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ He said, in this month of Ramadan, O my ummah, I am exhorting you that increase four things in this month. The first of those four things, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided them into pairs of two. First two, he said, تُرْدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ The first two things are such by which you will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these two things which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to increase? And he said, we will gain the radha, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and really there is no other greater goal. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah tells us in the Quran, the rada and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest thing, this is the pinnacle, this is the goal, this is the object. The formula Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, he said, increase these two things, Allah will become happy with you. What is the first? He said, Shahadat Allah ilaha illallah. The Shahadat of La ilaha illallah. Every nation from Adam alayhi salam right up till Qiyamah, this was the first da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam came with the da'wat of La ilaha illallah. They came with the way of life of La ilaha illallah. They came with the effort of La ilaha illallah. They came with the conviction of La ilaha illallah. And throughout the annals of history, no nation was raised up, became successful, got barakat and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except and until they embraced this da'wat of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, except and until they came on the dictates of La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the da'wat. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illahu. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Fa'in tawallu faqul hasbi Allah. La ilaha illahu. Again and again, Allah sounds out in this Quran, in the Quran, this da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. This is the bunyad, this is the foundation, this is the alif ba ta tha, this is the starting point of hidayat, taqwa, deen, this conviction of La ilaha illallah. Whoever, whatever, wherever, however, whenever, whatever direction, whatever shape, whatever form any entity takes, whether insignificant, whether large, whether small, whether big, whether something we don't give a second glance to or something that is very prominent, whether it's an ant or whether it is Jibreel, whether it's a pebble, whether it's a mountain, whether it's a wisp of air or whether it's a raging tornado, whether it's a droplet of water or whether it is an ocean, La ilaha illallah, to bring this complete, total, complete conviction that nothing, nowhere, however, wherever, whenever is doing illallah except with the permission and qudrat of Allah. Jo la kaha wo la huwa, wo la bi usme la huwa, juz la huwa, kul la huwa, phir kya huwa, Allah huwa. As Munazim Umar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, again and again in his bayan, he would say, this conviction has to come. This is Noor-e-Iman. This is Noor-e-Marifat. This is the Noor of Allah's ta'alluq. This is the starting point. Ma ja'alallahu لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah hasn't given any human being two hearts. One heart each of us has. Either we bring Allah in this heart. Either we bring the conviction of La ilaha illallah in this heart. Either we take Allah's ghayr out of this heart. Either we take the sword of La and slash away at everything in existence. Not the mountain is doing, not the river is doing. Not the birds are doing, not the animals are doing, not the insects are doing. Not technology is doing, not science. Science is doing, not economies are doing, not gold, not silver, not diamonds, not emeralds, not minerals, not armies, no human being is doing. Malaika also are not doing, the sun is not doing, the moon is not doing, the earth is not doing, the skies are not doing. La ilaha illallah. Nothing, nowhere, wherever, however is doing illallah except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. This is bahrun la sahila lahu. This is a limitless ocean. This is a lifelong effort. This is not only Ramadan. This is a lifelong effort to bring this. The more this conviction of La ilaha illallah comes in the heart, the greater Allah's ta'alluq, the greater Allah's marifat, the closer we will become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more this heart will be filled with nur. Classical, beautiful example. Do not be deceived by the simplicity of this kalima, La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us an example. Take a page, any page, write down La ilaha illallah. place this on one pan of the scale. On the other pan, find a scale which is so big. Allah knows best. Find a scale. And what must you place in that scale? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take all the animals, take the lions, take the leopards, take the elephants, take the cheetahs, take the birds, take the insects, take the animals, take the whole of insan, the entire human population, take the population of jinnat, not current population, those that live, those that are living, those that will live, take the vegetation, take the rivers, take the seas, take the mountains, take everything that is found on this entire earth, then move upwards. Take the sun, take the moon, take the stars, the sun. 1.3 billion earths will go into the sun. That is only one star. They estimate that there are 70 sextillion stars. The size of it, we can't even imagine. One is 1.4 million kilometers. One is 1.4 billion kilometers. One is 4 billion kilometers, the diameter of that star. 70 sextillion. Layman's terms, this is when you take the figure 7 and add 26 zeros in front of it. 10 times the number of grains of sand on this earth is the number of stars in the universe. Yet this is only 3 to 5% of the universe. The rest is dark matter, dark energy, which is not even visible. Take that other 95%. Take the black holes. Take everything that is contained in the first heaven. Malaika of the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. Malaika of those heavens. Take Jibrail, take Mikael, take Israfil, take Israel, take Jannat from somewhere, take Jahannam from somewhere, take the Arsh of Allah, take the Kursi of Allah, place all this in one pan of the scale. And what does Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end, not one word of lie, past his Mubarak lips, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ نُوجِيَ بِالسَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبَعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبَعَ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُنَّ وَمَا تَحْتَهُنَّ فَوِضِعْنَ فِي كِفَّةِ الْمِيزَانِ. All this is taken and put on one side of the scale. وَوُضِعَتْ شَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فِي الْكِفَّةِ الْأُخْرَى. And that piece of paper on which you wrote La ilaha illallah is put on the other side of the scale. And what does Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la rajahat bihinna la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah will outweigh the seven heavens and the seven earths and everything that it contains. Such a kalima this ummah was given. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith I mentioned at the beginning, he said, laysa ala ahli la ilaha illallah. What does this mean? Ahli la ilaha illallah. The people of la ilaha illallah. The people whose lives are devoted to this kalima. Not only the zikr of this kalima, the effort of this kalima, the yaqeen of this kalima, the conviction of this kalima. He stood at the kuffar of Makkah had gathered around the body of around Abu Talib in the last. Abu Talib was in the last gasps of life. He was in the throes of death. Such service he did for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not going to go into the details. The type of love that Abu Talib had. On one occasion, they formed a delegation. They came to Abu Talib. They said, "We are not going to accept your protection of your nephew anymore if he does not stop this dawah." Dawah to what? Dawah to the kalima that would resound through the alleys, through the gullies, to home to home, 10 to 10, 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah, 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. Majority was this dawah of La ilaha illallah, where Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go person to person, Qulu La ilaha illallah tuflihu, Qulu La ilaha illallah tuflihu, say La ilaha illallah and you will become successful. So Abu Talib is told, stop him from this. Otherwise, na'uzubillah, we are going to kill him. He sent for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm cutting the incident short. We heard it before. The sabak, the lesson. Unfortunately, as an ummah today, we listen. We listen to bayans. We don't take the sabak. We don't take the haqiqat. We don't take the reality. This dawah of la ilaha illallah is the lifeblood of this ummah. Dawat of La ilaha illallah is the fortress of this ummah. Dawat of La ilaha illallah is the protection of this ummah. Why? Because through dawat, yaqeen will come. Yaqeen will come. Yaqeen will come. And what is the difference between yaqeen and without yaqeen? Very simple example, like Hazrat Umar Sahib used to give. If you have a gun and the bullet separate, a child will play with it. Put the bullet in the chamber and it becomes a different story entirely. This ummah is like a dead corpse if la ilaha illallah hasn't entered the heart. Today la ilaha illallah is on the tongue. La ilaha illallah is to enter the heart. My Nabi is exhorting us, increase in this month, not just the zikr. Ponder over this kalima. Beg Allah for the reality of this kalima. Abu Talib, this was the issue they had the problem with. They didn't worry about his ibadat. This da'wat of la ilaha illallah. They understood the threat. They understood the danger. Stop your nephew from this. What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ma ana bi aqdar min an ada ma bu'ithtu bihi min an yushil ahadukum min hadihi shamsi shu'lata nar. Oh my uncle, it will be easier for me to take a burning coal of a flame of coal in my hand. My whole body burns to ashes. This will be easier than abandoning ma bu'ithtu bihi, this which I have been sent with. This da'wat of la ilaha illallah, this worry of humanity, this key to Jannah, miftahul Jannah, la ilaha illallah, shahadat an la ilaha illallah. Abu Talib, when he sees the determination, thumma istabara wa baka, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam burst into tears. Abu Talib seeing the determination of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa laqad sadaqta wa qad kunta qablu amina wa laqad fasda' bi amrika lam tusibka sababatun wa laqad sadaqta wa qad kunta qablu amina wa laqad alimtu bi anna deen Muhammad min khayri adyani al bariyati deena lawla al malamatu wa hadara masabatin lawajadtani samihan bidhaka mubina. He says, oh my nephew, carry on with what you are doing. You are speaking the truth, and you have always spoken the truth. You have always been amanadar. And Abu Talib himself admits what is inside. He says, I know in my heart that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best and the most true of religions. I fear women of Quraysh will taunt and mock me. They will say, I abandoned the deen of the religion of my forefathers because of old age or the fear of death, because of that slur and indignity. This is why I'm not reciting the kalima. That was his pride, which became the obstacle. The same Abu Talib, in the throes of death, Quraysh surrounded him. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one last attempt he wants to make. Yet there is no space to get close to his uncle. So he addresses the Ruasa of Quraysh, and what does he say to them? What does he say to them? Kalimatun wahida. Kalimatun wahida. Tudinu bihal Arab. Wa tu'ti lakumul ajamul jizya. Oh kuffar of Makkah. O Kubara of Quraysh, I am inviting you to one kalima. If you will recite this kalima, what will happen? Tudinu bihal Arab. The whole Arab world will be brought at your feet. The non-Arab world will pay you jizya and taxes. With this one kalima, you will become the masters of the entire world. Science, technology, weaponry, armies, numbers, power, technology, one side. Come on to this kalima. Come on to this kalima. Why? Because with this kalima you have Allah. And if you have Allah, you don't need anything else. Come on to this one kalima. Abu Jahl, when he hears this, overtaken, shocked. They knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't lie. One kalima and the whole world at our feet. He says, Na'am wa abika ashara kalimat. Oath of your father. Tell us 10 kalimas. We are ready. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. What was the kalima? The same لا إله إلا الله. When he hears this, he says, are you going to make all the gods into one god? This is something strange. We cannot accept it. The sabak, the lesson, the kuffar of 14 centuries ago understood what the believer of today doesn't understand. The kuffar of 14 centuries ago understood what the believer of today doesn't understand. That Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't just inviting to say the kalima, just to read the kalima, just to make zikr of the kalima. No. He was inviting to the yaqeen of this, the unshakable conviction of this kalima. Whatever problem, whatever khalid, coronavirus or anything can come in front. In the heart has to be the conviction, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Financial trouble. La ilaha illallah. Temptation to do haram. La ilaha illallah. Temptation to sign a document of riba. La ilaha illallah. Music in one direction. La ilaha illallah. Break the hearts of your parents. La ilaha illallah. Temptation to do haram. La ilaha illallah. This conviction. من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, say لا إله إلا الله with إخلاص. جنة guaranteed. ما إخلاصها. يا رسول الله, what is the إخلاص? What is the ikhlas of La ilaha illallah? He said, antahjizahu an maharimillah, antahjizahu an maharimillah, antahjizahu an maharimillah. That this La ilaha illallah permeates the inner depths of the heart so that it becomes an obstacle to break the command of Allah. Kama tahyoon tamutun, kama tahyoon tamutun. As we live, we will die. As we live, we will die. I'm taking a few minutes extra. Imam Abu Zur'a, rahimahullah, great muhaddith. It is said, Allah had blessed him with such memory that he said that I can recite 100,000 ahadith from memory like you people read Qul huwallahu ahad, like you read Surah Ikhlas. I can recite 100,000 hadith from memory. Tahdith bin Ni'ma, Imam Abu Zur'a, rahmatullahi, great muhaddith. That kind of memory Allah gave him. In fact, it is mentioned about him that when he passed away, somebody saw him on the first heaven making malaika, making imamat of the malaika. So they asked him, how did Allah elevate you like this? How did Allah elevate you like this? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? He said, I wrote down 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before each hadith, I recited salawat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. That person who sends one salawat on me, Allah will send 10 rahmats, 10 mercies on him. 100,000 hadith he wrote. 100,000 salawat times 10. That person who minimum 1,000,000 rahmats and mercies of Allah descended upon him. What is surprising that Allah gave him imamat of the malaika. What was the karguzari of his mort? This is the point. Kama tahyoon tamutun. I'm digressing. Very often I mention this. A few years ago in the month of Ramadan, late one night, we went to Baitun Nur, Markaz in Johannesburg. There was a jamaat over there, Arab brothers. One brother, Sheikh Hussam, he came forward. Almost midnight we entered. Yet he rushed forward. He greeted me warmly, lovingly. This was around about 2013. This brother had been in Tashkil with us in Jordan in 1995. Look at that. 20 years had passed, 2 decades. Yet this is the brotherhood of Islam. This is why our elders are saying, go out in umumi jamaats. Don't go out with your set groups. Go out in umumi jamaats. Go out with the mixed populace. Learn to become an ummah. Learn not to be affected by race or nationality or social or financial background. Learn to be affected by the brotherhood of Islam. This is the tarbiyat of La ilaha illallah. Nevertheless, 10 days he spent with us. 2 decades yet later, yet such is the muhabbat. Cutting the incident short, next morning after Fajr, it was this brother's bayan. Ramadan, short nights. People have to get up early for tahajjud. Then there is sehri. So if, even out in the path of Allah, when there is bayan after Fajr, illa mashallah, the majma is bayna naumi wal yaqza. Half between sleep, half awake. And this person was no orator by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, he spoke with little bit luknat. He stuttered slightly, very soft spoken. But he was giving his own personal karguzari. Such was the effect of what he spoke, that forget bayna naumi wal yaqda, forget half sleeping and half awake. Each person was hanging on to every word in his bayan. It was almost as if the hair of the body was standing. He said that I left, he had spent time in, he was originally from Syria, was doing a specialist degree in America, rheumatologist he had become. Condition in Syria became untenable, migrated to Qatar, went to a hospital, took a position, a post in that hospital. The rule of that hospital, never mind what you specialize in, for 1 year you have to spend casualty department of the hospital, then your specialization field. So casualty department of the hospital, mortality rate will be high. Qatar, 98% Muslims. Majority of the victims or accident victims, etc., that will be brought into the emergency section will be Muslims. And mortality rate is high also because it is emergencies. People will die. I had heard the hadith. He was an Arab. I heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the person whose last words are La ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. So he said, this justaju, this curiosity entered my heart. That how many people, Muslims these are, that are going to die in front of me while I am working in this mortality section, casualty section. How many will recite kalima? He says to the majma, in that 1 year period that I worked in that department of the hospital, 100 Muslims died in front of me. How many do you think read the kalima? 10%, 30%, 60%, 70%, 80%. Allahu Akbar, what does he say? He says, not one. Not one in the entire year. He says, I began having sleepless nights that, Ya Allah, what is happening to the ummah? Such is the level of masiyat. Such is the level of perseverance on haram. That Allah protect us, the nahusat and the curse of that haram is depriving the ummah of the ability to recite kalima at the time of maut. Nevertheless, he says, one or two days remain. The last person was brought in, an accident victim. Was a Muslim, 100 person to die in front of me. This person read the kalima and passed away. He says, from that day, every day I ask myself this question. The goals, the ambitions, the targets that you have set for your life, the clock of life is ticking. Ramadan upon Ramadan has come. Are they conducive for you to be part of the 99 or to be part of the one? Kama takhyon tamutun. As the life is, the mort will be. Imam Abu Zura'a is in Sakarat. Muhammad bin Salima. Mundir bin Sha'ban. Abu Hatim, his students are around him. The fikr is that the Shaykh must read the kalima as he passes away. Sakarat is a testing time. Ulama say, don't force the person to read. He may reject. The harms will be even greater than what you were trying to do. Make talqeen of the kalima. Read the kalima in front of him. Let it fall on his ears. These were muhaddithin. Their lives were devoted to the service of the words of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they adopted a different tartib. This was a man who could read 100,000 ahadith like Kulu Allahu Ahad. So what was the tarqib? They said, let us mention the hadith with our chain of narration. Muhammad bin Salima begins. حدثني الضحاك بن مخلد أن أبي عاصم أن عبد الحميد بن جعفر أن صالح بن أبي غريب. And he stops. Abu Hatim begins his chain of narration. حدثني بندار أن أبي عاصم أن عبد الحميد بن جعفر أن صالح بن أبي غريب. And he stops. They are just saying the chain of narration. This is falling on the ears of Imam Abu Zur'a, who is in a state of subconsciousness. كما تحيون تموتون. His whole life was this. In that condition, he starts reading this hadith. Obviously, his chain was one higher. He was the ustad. حدثني أبو حاسم عن عبد الحميد بن جعفر عن صالح بن أبي غريب عن كثير بن مرة عن حضرمي عن كثير بن مرة الحضرمي عن معاذ بن جبل قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. He says this and he passes away. One narration of the hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله حرمه الله على النار. That person whose last words are لا إله إلا الله, Allah will enter him into Jannah. One riwayat, Allah will make Jahannam haram upon him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that laysa ala ahli la ilaha illallah. Those that will be the people of la ilaha illallah, devote themselves to this kalima. Like we mentioned, not only the zikr of this kalima, the dawat of this kalima, the yaqeen of this kalima, the effort of this kalima, which is a glowing testimony of this, was the effort of Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam, was the life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he brought Sahaba ikram upon. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who are the ahl, the people of la ilaha illallah, laysa ala ahli la ilaha illallah, wahshatun fi quburihim, there will be no fear in the qabr. There will be no fear when they will raise up on the day of judgment. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَكَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It is as if I can see the people of la ilaha illallah as they rise up on the plains of Hashar, يَنْفُذُونَ التُرَابَ عَنْ رُؤُسِهِمْ, removing the dust from their hair, and they will be saying, يَقُولُونَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ. All praise is due to Allah who has removed every huzn, every grief, every worry for us. Become the people of La ilaha illallah. Kama tahyun tamutun. As we live, our mort will be on this. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are one of the four things Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us. He said, in this month, increase. Increase the zikr of this kalima. Witness the effort of this kalima. The worry of this kalima. Bring our homes on the tartib of this kalima. Let every home become a markaz of iman. Let every home become a markaz of La ilaha illallah. And bring this dawat. Dawat of La ilaha illallah. The yaqeen of La ilaha illallah. The invitation of La ilaha illallah. Bring it onto our tongues. Allah give us tawfiq wa khayr.